Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
We are back on the Friday episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thank you for hanging in. Thank you for supporting us by shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab. We bounce back.
Bounce back.
Mostly one item, but even if we took the big item out, the other $20 that we got in commission so far this month, more than we got for February and March combined.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you, everybody who's been doing that. Super easy to do. It's a Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. You click it, you go shop. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It's helped support the show.
Zero
extra. So whether you need a portable air conditioner. That was the big item, by the way.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need one.
Or maybe it's just something simple and silly that you want to get. Father's Day is coming up. You've got graduations. Summertime nonsense. You know, it's like, oh, I really need a pair of sunglasses, or I need a bunch of pairs of sunglasses. You can go ahead and get those on Amazon. Don't go to the mall and futz around. And
I think you can also get those water balloons that you, like, screw onto the hose, and you turn it on, and it automatically makes, like, you know, like 40 water balloons for you right away. And
oh,
then
wow.
You just kind of, like, snap it and they all fall off perfectly made.
Like a sausage casing deal?
Pretty much. It's pretty awesome. Not going to lie. And you can get them for way cheaper than you can get them at the store.
Yeah, and they're delivered right to your home.
Right to the home.
Or where you work. Or you can have them delivered to an Amazon locker where you can pick them up.
Oh, yeah.
If you're worried about some dirty thief stealing your box from Amazon.
I swear to God, I think that there's a bot that infiltrated our neighborhood, our next door app. Because, like, somebody from East Sacramento has been posting about the Amazon box, like, three times in, like, the last week and a half.
People stealing Amazon boxes?
No, about using the Amazon,
The locker.
The locker. It's really easy to do. You can just go on down to the, you know, and say the store that's Safeway or whatnot.
Yeah, it's normally a Safeway, but it depends on where you are. I mean, they've got a bunch of them in Davis, I think, primarily for the college students in Davis. But, if you're like, oh, I can't get it delivered to work and I don't want to get it delivered to home because I'm afraid somebody's going to steal it, it's kind of a cool way of doing it. And then it shows up at Safeway or wherever the Amazon locker you choose to send it to you is. And you just pick it up there.
Yeah.
Super duper easy.
Yeah, because there would be assholes that would follow the UPS truck and just steal the stuff that was dropped off.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And doesn't even have to be valuable. It can just be nonsense. Yeah. People will go ahead and take care of that. All right, so it's the Friday episode. I ask you, Kareem Daniels, any big plans for the weekend?
I am the volunteer coordinator for the Sacramento Black Book Fair this year, along with Miss Adele, whose name I can't remember right at the time. But so this is Friday. So we're doing the opening reception with a panel discussion by five authors. And then tomorrow is the actual book fair itself, which will be in Jason's, the last bastion of blackness in Jason's gentrified neighborhood in Oak Park, at the in front of the Brick House Art Gallery at 36th and Broadway, down to the Women's Improvement and WICIC, and then at the Guild Theater and Underground Books in the historic AKA House, all in Oak Park. So we will be out there all day tomorrow. Come through, celebrate black authors, professors, learn something you didn't know.
I didn't know Adele was black, but, you know, there she is. Oh, different Adele?
Different Adele.
Oh, okay. No, different never Adele. Mind. Never mind. Jason, anything fun this weekend?
I have no idea.
We do have a kid zone, so you can't bring the little one out.
Oh, yeah? All right, well, maybe that's what we'll do on Saturday. I don't think we have anything planned, but, you know, most of my Saturdays are usually spent doing other things, so.
Baby stuff.
Or, you know, mom stuff, too.
You breastfeed?
Yeah, well, no, going and picking up my mom,
oh,
and
gotcha.
doing that stuff, which is totally fine.
He could breastfeed. He looks like he got one that she can latch on to.
Well, they do.
I'm not lactating anymore.
They do make those things that you can wear like a harness.
You can. Chris offered to get me one.
And you rightfully told her no.
I said it's not my deal.
Well, congratulations, Jason.
Hey!
I think we both think that you considered it.
No, there was never a point where
there's a bridge too far.
Even though it looks like it would make sleeping so much easier when it's just me.
Oh.
Because Chris just puts the baby on the boob in bed, and that's it. Like, she'll go to sleep like that.
Well, the difference is she can actually feel it, and if you did it, you wouldn't feel it, and you just roll over on the baby.
No, I... You're very aware when the baby's in the bed with you.
You would smother the baby like Christopher smothered the dog in The Sopranos.
Oh, so sad.
He was high, sat on the dog. It's true. True story about a fictional show.
True story about a fictional account in a show. Yeah.
She hasn't been on the air in a long time. I think I'm going to go down to Salinas and see my best man, Hootie.
Oh, nice.
He's good. And he was at Bottle Rock Napa this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So do that. And then Saturday, we're going to go to the Oakland Washington Nationals game.
Nice.
Because he has a weird man crush on Bryce Harper. So he's like, I want to go see Bryce Harper. I'm like, all right. I saw him go 0-for-4 in Philadelphia earlier this year. I'll go watch, whatever. It does not matter. So we'll do that. Leslie is still in Ohio, opening a new IKEA store. If you're thinking of robbing the place, her dad is still here and he'll shoot you, just for the record. If you think the place is unprotected, you are sadly mistaken. Because we have two very loud little dogs and an angry man with an itchy trigger finger. So
he will shoot you.
Do not try your luck. If you're lucky, he'll shoot you.
If you're lucky.
If you're not lucky, he'll beat you.
He almost beat me one night.
He's a retired iron worker, and you do not want to mess with someone like that.
No.
He will take you down.
He has old man strength.
He has old iron worker strength.
Old man iron worker strength.
That's right. He'll crush you like a grape.
Like a jelly bean.
So that's what's going on.
He probably has those really awesome hands that you can just tell, like, have worked so hard.
You got the fingers that'll knock you out.
Yeah, like, right? Like, you could just see, like, you can probably just look at his hands and be like, that is a life right there.
I'm pretty sure he could take his fingers and drive them into your eye sockets and kill you that way.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or make you wish you were dead.
It'd be like that scene in one movie where the eyeballs just pop out. Just, yep. Like, plop.
Boom. It's all over with.
And then he tried to roll me down the floor like it was a bowling ball.
Just kick you out. So meanwhile, you remember Playboys, the Shannon twins?
Happily not.
They were on Botched last year, too, because they had some issue, I think, with their boobs. Who knows? Anyway.
So ugly.
How dare you, Jason? Everyone is beautiful.
No. I don't find them attractive at all.
Well, maybe not after this. They've knocked each other silly in a brawl. They were busted by cops. Two of Hugh Hefner's former Girls Next Door hotties were arrested after they allegedly busted each other up. Law enforcement sources tell TMZ that police were summoned to the Shannon twins' West Hollywood home last Wednesday around 3:30 a.m. Cops say that Christina and Carissa had gotten to a violent brawl after a night of drinking. What? We're told Christina punched Carissa in the face, and Carissa picked up an ADT security monitor and threw it at her sister, knocking out her teeth.
Holy shoot!
That's not what those are for.
Holy shit! Well, she got some security.
The twins were arrested for domestic violence on the spot, and since they both had visible injuries, Carissa was booked for felony domestic violence and Christina for misdemeanor domestic violence. As for the difference, Christina's injuries were way more serious.
Her teeth got knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
By her sister.
Yeah, it seems like
generally who would do that, a sibling.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, it's bad times. Yes. Bad times when that happens. Let me just, in case you were wondering what they sounded like, here's what they sound like. We'll get to a little bit of their. Here we go.
Hey guys, welcome.
You guys are so cute.
Thank you.
So nice to meet you. I'm Holly.
Here they end, moving into the
when
girls' next door
the
house.
Twins, they didn't really like introduce themselves. No hug, no handshake. They're just kind of like, hey, what's up?
Those are waters for you guys.
Thank you.
I'm Carissa.
And I'm Christina. We're 18 from Clearwater, Florida.
Have you guys been to California before?
No.
It's a lot different.
Yeah, we're going to get to do a lot of fun
it's
things.
It's a lot more crowded.
Though.
And when we got off the plane, it was crowded.
The streets, everything.
Right.
Yeah, man.
They're from Florida, you know.
Oh, man. I feel so bad because I was like, oh, they're so ugly. And I feel that was really judgmental of me.
It sure was. It
wasn't really nice.
Nope.
But, man, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, not my cup of tea. Like, even back then, even like, because like, they looked definitely a lot different than they looked from back then. Like, a lot different. Even back then, they weren't my cup of tea.
Well, they were 18 back then. Oh. So you shouldn't be after 18-year-olds, just saying.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, the Speaker of the House went to New Jersey.
I saw this story before I saw the workflow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. They went to Washington. My mistake. They would not be seen in a photograph with the Republican Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, during their field trip to Washington, D.C., about half of the 150 South Orange Middle School students on the trip watched from a parking lot as the rest of their cohorts sidled up to Paul Ryan for a picture that they probably untagged themselves for hours later. Matthew Malspina, one of the students who refused to pose, told the Washington Post, and I quote, "I don't want to be associated with a man who puts his party before his country. I don't like to take a picture with somebody that I can't associate with. Let's say somebody is not nice to meet at school, for example. I wouldn't take a picture with them, probably." He told ABC that he was notified of the impending photo op the night before, so he texted his mom, telling her he wasn't going to do it, to which she texted back, "Say you would rather not." Some parents, apparently not as cool as Matthew's mom, took issue with the protest. According to ABC, one parent posted on social media that students should respect Ryan because he has because of his job, no matter how much you say you may want health insurance someday. Ryan posted a picture from the school trip on Friday, giving himself the false appearance of being popular and having feelings. This is from Jezebel, by the way. These are not my words.
Yeah.
Students told ABC that Ryan did not seem to notice the dissident middle schoolers standing in solidarity against him and the parents of this country who just don't get it. Shockingly that he wouldn't notice the throng of people who were opposed to his viewpoint. What? Unaware of people with a different viewpoint?
Wait.
Unaware that people are calling him full of shit?
No way.
Ha, huh, it's crazy.
That's crazy talk.
Absolutely crazy.
That never happens.
Let me take a look at some of the discussions. I'm going into the discussion thread. Please hold. Let's see. There's a bunch of there's a bunch of people that are missing the point. Let's see, whatever. No. You know what? None of it's worth it. None of it's worth it. Sorry.
Yeah, there was really nothing crazy there. That was not.
There was a bunch of people missing the point who were taking issue with the way that a tongue-in-cheek article was written on Jezebel as opposed to the entirety of the point. All right. Speaking of speakers of the House, Republican speakers of the House, a former one, Dennis Hastert, is on his way out of jail after serving time for sexually abusing kids. That's true. He's an admitted pedophile. He's facing a new sexual abuse lawsuit just months after he's scheduled to be released from prison. The accuser is seeking $50,000 in damages for charges that include battery and intentional infliction of an emotional distress. The Chicago Tribune reported the lawsuit's allegations filed by an Illinois resident called Richard Doe are sickening. The abuse was alleged to have happened in the early 70s when the accuser was 9 or 10. The attack reportedly happened after the victim rode his bike to a school facility in the Illinois community of Yorkville to use the bathroom. The Tribune describes what allegedly happened next. You might want to hold on for this. The accuser entered the bathroom and, while sitting on a toilet in a stall, heard a male voice mutter something outside the stall door. The stall door opened. He alleged he was sodomized. When the assault was over, the attacker left. The accuser said he saw the man's face but didn't recognize him. Several weeks later, when the boy was in gym class at Yorkville Grade School, he saw a large man enter and walk diagonally across the gym toward the teacher. The boy recognized the man. Upon seeing him, began to shake and cry. Hastert then allegedly grabbed the boy by the neck, took him to the hallway, and threatened him into silence. A decade later, the accuser said he tried to report the crime at the Kendall County State's Attorney's Office, but the man who heard the complaint was a friend of Hastert's and threatened the victim again into silence. He said he chose to speak out now after learning of Hastert's legal troubles last year. Hastert, who's 75 now, my scroll is a little bit off, is serving the tail end of a 15-month sentence for paying nearly $1 million in hush money to another victim who he sexually assaulted while Hastert was a Yorkville High School wrestling coach from the mid-60s to the early 80s. Prosecutors say Hastert molested at least 5 boys during the period, but was never charged with sexual crimes due to the statuses of limitations. Instead, he was convicted of financial crimes. At his sentencing last year, the presiding judge called Hastert, who served as House Speaker from 1999 to 2007, a serial child molester and a liar.
He was.
Which he absolutely was. So.
All of it.
Absolutely all of it. And by the way, for all of you who are out there going, you need to respect the office, that's the same office that Paul Ryan holds. And I'm not accusing Paul Ryan of molesting kids at all. But the idea that you have to respect the office no matter which asshole is sitting in it is bullshit.
Well, if you respect the office, then when you have assholes sitting in it, you get them the fuck out.
Yeah, and that it took forever. It took forever, literally. Yeah. You know, he was 65 when this all finally...
Yeah.
Came out. And yeah.
Like Joe Paterno happened and then his came out.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe Paterno didn't happen. Joe Paterno didn't molest anybody.
Right.
He looked the other way. Yeah. I just want to make that clear. We're not saying Joe Paterno molested anybody. But the whole thing at Penn State with Jerry Sandusky happened. And then it begat a lot of reporting of things that... And there used to be these really tight statute of limitations on crimes like this. So if a kid was molested and didn't say anything until they were an adult, it was like, oh, too late.
Yeah.
Too late. Moving on. Nothing to see here.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Oh, perfect timing on that one.
How about that?
Kareem, what's been bugging you lately?
Come back to me. I gotta remember what it was. I had one, too.
Damn it.
Jason?
Oh, man. You know, it's really hard just to pinpoint one thing sometimes with the grievance because there's so many things that can just get up your ass and you're just like, I want to fucking assholes. I would say the thing that's been really... it's the same thing that you're going to get into in a few seconds. It's just this absolute, like, people just not getting the point. Okay, all right. this guy that I was in that fucking argument with a couple weeks ago, just like people like that, just not getting the fucking point at all. And especially when somebody says like that he served in the military, but CSA till he dies. Like, what the fuck are you fucking talking about? Like CSA till you die. Like that is like. There's nowhere and no way that like any of what you just said right there is like valid or good. Like how can you even think that that's okay to say? CSA till you die.
What
like,
is CSA?
Confederate States of America.
Oh.
Yeah. Like how like
you lost.
I pose the question to you. If somebody says in a post, CSA till I die, can I call that person a racist? Can I? Because I think I should be able to, because you'd have to be a racist in order to say CSI die, die, right?
Not only because you call him a racist, you can call him a traitor.
Yeah, right?
More importantly, yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? Like, what the fuck? And, like, there's no history over items. Like, there's no history, like, over like, items that were put as propaganda in New Orleans or whatever else. I know this is fucking old news and shit like that, but there's just nothing. There's no history there. You know what the history is there? Fucking people being prejudiced and fucking wanting to scare people. That's what it's called. It's called fucking propaganda. Oh my god. I just get so fucking upset that there's things like that, and that's on a daily basis. That's like one item about 2 weeks ago. But I'm sure there's like three or four items because I'm trying not to pay attention to it. I'm trying to unfollow some of those people. Like, that shit happens. Like, I mean, like, I guarantee you that I could go say something about this trip, about Germany, like, about the UK not being happy with, not the UK, but the fucking, you know, the EU not being happy with us right now, with the horrible meeting that we just had. That would say, that's good. That's what we needed to do. We needed to tell them where to go. No, who do you think is going to buy our shit? Like, do you want, like, who's going to buy shit? Like, we sell a lot of stuff to them. We sell, like, especially a lot of, like, items from California. Like, no, go fuck yourself. Like, you don't want to, the whole idea of what world organizations are supposed to be is supposed to be friendly and working together. Like, you work together and you try to compromise. And that's the thing that everybody's fucking lost in this country. Like, in the fucking, at least in the fucking government, is the fact that compromise is there. Instead, all they can think about is putting fucking shit in place so they can get elected 2 years from now or 4 years from now. That's all they fucking care. Fuck all, man. Fuck them all. Sorry.
Kareem?
Okay. This was one of the ones I was thinking about on my way here. People in the lane next to the carpool lane.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of my way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a fast lane.
That is a fast lane. If you are going to hold the speed limit, get the fuck over. If you're going 65, you need to be in the lane next to the exit.
Yes.
The whole way.
How do you feel about that person that's in that lane and they're just keeping like maybe two car lengths in front of the car in front of them?
Yes, those are the people I'm talking about. I drive a lot now for work.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep running into these patches of traffic. And I'm like, fuck, okay, well, what's going on? And you're looking around, you're peeking around, and you're seeing that there's like three or four cars there. So you're like, oh, okay, they're going with the flow of traffic. But then after you get through, you realize that they were just the fucking flow of traffic.
Oh, well, see, that's the thing. Like, if there's a guy going 65 in front of you, like, fuck that. You got to get around him 75, you know, if it can hold.
No. They're, and it's not just that person. They're like a group of people.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, so if you're going 65 in that lane, first of all, you shouldn't be there. But if you are, and you see someone coming up behind you, get out of the way.
Yes.
Get out of the way. Kareem's coming through.
I had a guy that hit his brakes when I was on my way here. And then I got around him, and I was like, what are you doing? Like, there was nobody in front of him. I was like, get your ass over. So, like I said, I'm on the road a lot now. Just bad drivers. Just... like I said, you get to a cluster and you think that it's because that's the flow of traffic, and then you get around them and there is just those three cars and you're like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, all the three of y'all should move over or get off the freeway.
Yeah.
Drive the streets.
Agreed. All right. So this just came out, a Reuters investigation. Russian elite invested nearly $100 million in Trump businesses. A Reuters review found that at least 63 individuals with Russian passports or addresses have bought at least $98.4 million worth of property in seven Trump-branded luxury towers in southern Florida. This does not count all of the Trump properties in New York. By the way, this is going to end up being money laundering because the money that they're using, all of this money, is ill-gotten gains from crimes. It's not all, oh, they've got oil money. No, they've got drug money. They're organized crime figures. And the president of the United States is complicit in money laundering. Which, by the way, everybody look around. The Attorney General of New York State is investigating.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a long, hard time when this all comes through. But the fact of the matter is, he will sit there and go, well, I don't have any business in Russia. I don't have any dealings in Russia. No, but you do, because you're dealing with all of these people who are Russians. $100 million is not a small hunk of change when you're talking about seven properties.
Nope.
Seven properties in South Florida. Again, that does not count any of the properties in New York City, which is another whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot coming out about it. There will be more coming out about it. And to all the people who say give him a chance, I've given him a chance. I've given him a chance to disclose his tax return so that we can know where he makes his money. Mm-hmm. We've given him a chance to provide the proper documentation for all of the foreign money that's coming into the Trump organization. And at this point, he's just putting his family members in other positions. And by the way, his son-in-law is now the target of an FBI investigation or CIA investigation for trying to set up a back-channel communication with the Kremlin. And I'm pretty sure he didn't do that all on his little own. So my grievance is that we have, ostensibly, a traitor in the highest office of the land who is the commander-in-chief of the military.
Oh, guys, Nate's taking his shirt off. He's getting sweaty. Here it comes.
I'm pretty sure that trumps everything else. The Confederate States of America, the bad drivers, everything else. And what's really irritating is there's a certain population in this country who don't give a fuck. Who do not give a flying fuck that this is happening. That we are throwing away decades-old alliances and cozying up to the Russians in a way that is never going to benefit us.
And the crazy thing is that Fox News has embraced this shit, like to the point where they're running nightly segments of conspiracies against the president.
Yeah, they're all conspiracies.
Yeah.
Dink. Anyway, that's my
And they're supposed to be the constitutional people.
Right.
They're supposed to be.
They came up with a pocket constitution. Yes. Pull it out, get out your glasses, and read it.
Yes.
The whole thing, not just the part you like. Not just that part about the Second Amendment that you get to have a gun.
Yes. I came up with this idea over the weekend. I think we should, as black people, we should just form the Black Klan.
Okay.
And we should burn cross made of guns. You just set the motherfuckers on fire.
Like wooden muskets?
Like wooden muskets, yes.
Nice.
Yes. And just, we're not going to do anything. We're just going to burn guns and scare the hell out of white people.
You would lead every show on Fox News.
Yes.
Angry black man burning guns.
Oh, my God. What about the ghetto in Chicago, Kareem? What about the ghetto in Chicago?
Well, you know, if people in Indiana stop selling guns to the ghettos in Chicago.
It's all very true.
Wait, I thought they're getting those guns legally.
There have been stories, I've read stories and heard stories about people dropping off guns in Chicago.
Hmm. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Gosh, there was a show on Vice, with the guy from, with Omar, the guy that was Omar in The Wire, Black Market. And it was like, they're talking about this place in Jersey. It may have been Jersey City, but like right, that was right by the port, and like how cars just get stolen, like it's cars stolen. Like the guy, and like this one guy that was stealing cars is like, the reason that we have to carjack now is because of fobs. Like, we don't want to carjack, like, but they've made it so, like, we have to carjack
now. It's too difficult to steal the car.
No, they have to keep the fob. Like, so if you kick the person out of the car, they might have the fob on them, and then the car shuts off, and they can't take it to where they need to take it.
Yeah.
So like,
if you buy a Nissan, it's a push start, but you gotta have the thing with you.
Yeah, my car too, Honda.
Yeah. So if you kick the guy out that has it in his pocket, you're effed. but it was eye opening just to see like that how that.
My heart goes out to those poor people.
No, I'm not. The matter doesn't go out to them, but you can see how that. It ain't just a bunch of criminals doing something to be criminals.
John Wick.
John Wick, man. Oh, man.
Hold on. So you're saying the people who want to steal cars that now have to carjack aren't to blame.
What I'm saying is that the people that are in that have grown up in a lifestyle where that is the natural, like, that's the natural way things play out in their life. And that's what my uncle did. That's what my dad did. That's what I'm doing, because that is the easiest and path of least resistance available to me. And if I do it well enough, I might be able to get out of here. I mean, that's That's the psychology behind it, and that's why they're doing it.
And you're defending that.
I'm saying that it sucks and it's shitty. That's what I'm saying. That's what I feel bad about. That's what I feel about it, is that it's a shitty situation for people to be put, because we're talking about kids that are like 16, 17 years old. We're not talking about, you know, like 30-year-old guys doing this. We're talking about kids that are between the ages of 15, 16 to 20 years old that are in this lifestyle. It sucks. So that I'm not defending that. It's shitty, and I think it's fucked, and they should go to jail. But okay.
I was wondering where you were going.
No,
with
I feel bad. Yeah. I feel bad about the situation. And I wish there was a way for that not to be. And that's not something that just happens. That happens in every city. Every city has something like that.
Listen, I've seen the ads from the 90s from McDonald's, and I know that you can go get a job at McDonald's and work your way out of it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You don't have to carjack.
You don't.
That's what I've learned.
Yes.
That's what I've learned, and I'm very upset that you would even think such a thing, Jason. Just telling you. Can't find it right now. All right. I have a problem finding McDonald's commercials. The one I'm talking about, I do. So this is in the New York Post, and this is one of their highest trending stories. Hampton's bachelors are getting vasectomies so gold diggers can't trap them.
Oh, man.
There are no good people in this story. The latest Hampton summer accessory is a vasectomy. When Scott, a male model who says he's in his 30s, kicks off the Hamptons high season at his Sag Harbor waterfront house, the unattached hunk won't have any reservations about hooking up with the woman he hardly knows. Said, I had a vasectomy a few months ago. Having a house in the Hamptons and being fairly well off, I've encountered some problems. Women try to get pregnant. He recalled sex partners who have lied to him about being on birth control, saying it's a trick. They say, I love you. We don't need a condom. Scott, who describes himself as Tarzan with light eyes, typically beds up to 10 different women per summer and estimates that 20% of the single ladies he's had encounters with are looking to trap a rich guy with a baby.
Scott, if you're having sex with more than one person, you should wear a condom.
Well, yeah, there's that. The goal, at the very least, 18 to 21 years of child support and, in some instances, a green card for the mother, since their child will be born in the U.S. At best, Scott said, women want the Cinderella story of happily ever after, but I'm a non-committal at this point in my life. Area urologists report that they're seeing more well-off bachelors require vasectomies ahead of the Hampton season. Matt, who's divorced and 41, works in the media and drives a Jaguar convertible. Is it Matt Lauer? No, Matt Lauer's older than 41. Had his vasectomy performed 4 years ago at the beginning of May in anticipation for the summer. He said it can take up to 3 months for the sperm to be 100% eliminated, but for men who just can't wait, an ejaculate test can determine if their system is cleared sooner than that. There's a spike in single guys who get the procedure in the spring and early summer. That's according to Dr. David Schusterman, who's a urologist in Midtown Manhattan. They don't want to be in the situation of being accused of being a father of an unwanted baby. That's their fear, being told that you're paying for this kid until it's an adult. This extortion happens all the time. Women come after them. They get pregnant and want ransom payment. Some guys do an analysis of cost. For 3 days of discomfort after a vasectomy, it's worth millions of dollars to them. I never see a poor guy asking for a vasectomy, he added. Rich guys are a population that's abused a lot.
That's because poor guys can't afford vasectomies, you dumbass.
Oh, man. And the reversal. They can't afford the reversal.
Well, there's that.
I mean, like, it's like that's these guys are getting it done because they're like, oh, well, you know, if I do meet somebody and they do want a kid, I can get it reversed.
Well, just ask John, a 34-year-old bachelor who had the procedure this month. He asked his name be changed for professional reasons.
Of course.
The real estate developer and Upper West Side resident who said he can have a different sex partner in the Hamptons every weekend doesn't want a repeat of last summer when a woman he met at a party tried to pull a fast one after sex. She offered to dispose of the used condom, but when she was in the bathroom for a while, John got suspicious. He found the woman seated on the toilet and inserted his semen inside of her. She denied it, but she tried to get herself pregnant, said John, who grabbed a towel and made her clean herself and then shower. After that, I have to be a lot more careful.
NBA players have been complaining about this for years.
Well, also, they don't wear condoms.
Exactly.
Here's
Kobe.
A tip.
Kobe.
Here's a tip. Wear a condom. By the way, Wendy Williams. You know Wendy Williams. Yeah. She has a talk show. And she was a DJ in New York before she had her TV talk show. She's got a teenage son. She says, I had the talk with him. If you have sex with a girl, you wear a condom. And when you leave, you take the condom with you.
Yes. Or as Robin Harris said, you tie it up in a knot and take it with you. It's like, what we going to name the baby? We going to call him Hercules if he get out of this.
Oh, those poor abused rich guys. Oh, my God.
Wear a condom. If you're having sex with 10 people, you need to wear a condom.
Right. If only.
Point blank, period.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just for disease purposes.
Oh, so you didn't get her pregnant, but you got the clap.
You got gonorrhea.
Yes.
Hope you enjoy that.
You got syphilis.
All right. So another, there's a feud. Everybody loves a good feud, right?
Yes. Who doesn't?
All right. Well, this is one I was not aware of.
Uh-oh.
Brandon Jacobs is having a feud with Jim Harbaugh.
What?
Exactly. Brandon Jacobs believes he has the goods that will get the Wolverines coach fired. The war between the former Giants and 49ers running back and the former 49ers head coach escalated this past weekend when Harbaugh responded to the big running back who's been blasting Harbaugh in interviews. In return, Jacobs threatened to get him fired. Harbaugh wrote, biblical advice for @GatorBoyRB, calling out Jacobs' handle for all Twitter to see. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Now, the malice has been out in force with Jacobs taking to the radio in the last week to slam the coach that he played for in 2012 when the team went to the Super Bowl. But Jacobs was a non-entity that year, dealing with injuries or suspensions or ineffectiveness all year. Jacobs did not take kindly to Harbaugh's Zen approach. He said, I will expose him. Michigan will fire him when I'm done. Love the support, but stop the Super Bowl talk. I will expose him. Michigan will fire him when I'm done. I almost want to follow Brandon Jacobs, but not really. Yeah. What Jacobs could expose is that would get Harbaugh fired is a fascinating thought experiment. But so far, his accusations have been largely petty, asserting that a coach who has revitalized Michigan after taking the Niners to the Super Bowl knows nothing about football. Don't think that one's going to fly, Brandon. Said they're just running routes in the defense, getting people killed. Size and strength is what they had. That's why they won. Let's be real. They had great assistant coaches, but Jim didn't know what he was doing. Jim had no idea. Jim is throwing slants into cover two safeties, getting people hurt. That guy knew nothing, man. Except how to get to the Super Bowl and turn Michigan around. So, good luck to you, Brandon Jacobs.
You got to build, right? It's all about building the program.
Well, you know what's really funny? One of the things that a good leader does is get people around him that can help do the job. So, I don't know what the complaint would be. Let's check in with Brandon Jacobs' Twitter feed right now.
Because a coach can't do everything. You got to have somebody that can
of course. This is the whole program. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like you got to.
Blah. Oh my God, this guy is living in the past. Living in the past.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of. Oh, and he's doing a boxing class. Oh God, he's boring. Sorry. Follow the Iron Sheik if you want somebody interesting on Twitter, because it is not Brandon Jacobs at all.
Man, fuck Brandon Jacobs.
Well, I don't even care enough to say that. He's just boring me.
I will say it.
Land of enchantment.
And Brandon Jacobs.
And crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Headline, cops nab woman for pork fried rice battery. There she is. A Florida man was found covered from head to toe in pork fried rice and a red sauce following an attack by his ex-girlfriend. That's according to cops. Responding to a disturbance at the China No. 1 restaurant in Vero Beach, a sheriff's deputy discovered Brian Kusmer, 31, wearing his lunch. Kusmer said that he was waiting for his former girlfriend, Samantha Wilson, to drop off the couple's 8-year-old son. They have joint custody, apparently. When Wilson arrived at the restaurant, the duo argued about Wilson repeatedly keeping the child out of school. According to a police report, Kusmer told the cop that he had asked Wilson to leave the restaurant after she got mad and began screaming at him. Before departing, however, Wilson allegedly threw a plate of food on Kusmer, who later declined medical attention, but said the sauce burned a little. Kusmer's account of the incident was backed up by another customer. During police questioning, Wilson reportedly copped to the pork fried rice battery. Police noted that she never physically touched Kusmer. She only threw food at him. She was jailed for domestic battery, a misdemeanor, and booked into county jail, subsequently released on her own recognizance and ordered to have no contact with Kusmer. Her rap sheet includes prior callers for criminal mischief and theft and negligence and child abuse. I'm guessing that her custody days are waning,
yes,
shall we say.
Oh, man. I just got to say, you probably, like, small business owners, don't name your place like China number one. Like
Jason, they named it China number one. You know they did.
I know. Well, just come on. Shame to them for naming it that, and then shame for you for eating there.
Also in Florida, a Miami Joker was arrested for carrying a concealed weapon. There he is. Meet Lawrence Sullivan, the 29-year-old Floridian arrested by Miami cops responding to a 911 call about a man pointing a handgun at passing cars. The suspect was described as having green hair and facial tattoos. You know, like the Joker. A search of Sullivan turned up a loaded Smith & Wesson pistol, which resulted in his arrest for carrying a concealed weapon. That's a felony. He was booked into the county jail where he's being held in lieu of $5,000 bond. Sullivan appears to be a fan of the Joker portrayals by Heath Ledger and Jared Leto. His facial tattoos include the Batman logo with the words, "Fuck Batman," and the word Joker on his forehead, and the classic stitched cheeks ink.
He really watched that movie too many times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
You know who probably admires him? Stitches.
Probably.
Oh, man.
Sullivan, in back in 2013, he didn't have any of that stuff. He looked like a boring white guy with a slight mental tic.
Well, see, that's the...
Okay. Those are crazy eyes.
He had an arrest for marijuana. See, it all starts with marijuana. It all starts with marijuana, man.
It sure does. Oh. You know it.
So that what you going to look like in...
15 years.
15 years?
Yeah. Man, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Like, when you do that to yourself, I mean, It's over.
It's on there.
It's. I mean, it's done. You're done. Like, wow.
I'm just gonna say that's it for you. Oh, by the way, I mentioned his name. I have to play some of his music. I'm sorry.
It's good Florida music.
This is Stitches. It's Brick in Your Face.
Brick in Your Face.
By the way, is he going to get to it? Yeah.
What you going to do with it?
By the way, if you're a music artist, just know this. This song has been played just under 3 million times on Spotify.
Because it's so ridiculous. Like, it's so ridiculous. I mean, I guarantee, like, I really hope that, like, at least, like, 95% of the people that watch this are, like, watching it and, like, laughing, like, us about it.
Nope.
Well, I don't know. Are they laughing at this, too? Here's another great Stitches classic. This is featuring Kevin Gates. Do you know the song, Jason, off the top of your head?
Yeah.
It's Bitch, I'm Cooking. Okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's going to be our new Florida Corner theme.
That or Kilos in My Bag.
Well, that one's rhythmic a little bit, at least. Yeah. I love that he has an album called For Drug Dealers Only.
Yeah. Right? Well, it's telling you what you need to know. If you throw a brick into somebody's face, You better get your money.
What you gonna do with it? Now what you gonna do with it?
If you give them a break, if you give them a break, you better ask. Well, you probably should be asking what they're gonna do with it, because you should probably already know what they're gonna do with it.
Exactly.
Because if you have to ask them after you've hit it, hit them in the face with it.
Yeah.
That's not good business.
It's not a good business plan.
It's not a good business model.
By the way, if you're the album for Drug Dealers Only features such great songs as "Real Street Nigga," "Spaz Out," "Dope in My Socks," "Never Rob Me," and "Really Selling Dope."
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, I have to listen to "Really Selling." Oh, yeah. Are you playing gigs around Sacramento? Serious about your music? If you really sold dope, then why you asking for brunch? If you really sold dope, then why you asking for brunch? I'm a rich motherfucker eating lobster for lunch. All right. You know what that means? That means his mid-afternoon farts are terrible.
Probably horrible.
If he's eating lobster for lunch. Just saying.
That's probably the truth.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
Guy watched Scarface way too many times.
He is Scarface way too many times.
No, he oh man. Don't ever sully Scarface. Like you're like not only Al Pacino, but also Edward G. Robinson's Scarface too.
And everybody I went to college with who had it had the Scarface poster.
Oh yeah. Well, before that there was a movie in the 40s with Edward G. Robinson called Scarface.
You dirty rat. All right, so this saddened me. Jaden Smith is upset.
Why?
Well, he claims he was kicked out of the Four Seasons in Toronto.
Why?
Well, because he's an asshole.
Oh.
He ranted on Twitter, "The Four Seasons in Toronto just made me want to throw up on myself."
Oh.
"I hope the Four Seasons in Toronto puts me on the no stay list." But he said, "The Four Seasons in Toronto spiked my pancakes with cheese. I'm surprised I'm still alive after they kicked me out of my room." There's nothing else about it, because the Four Seasons ain't saying anything.
Mm-hmm, of course not.
Really, is cheese really what's going to take him down?
He's lactose intolerant, bro.
"They spiked my pancakes with cheese."
Maybe he's allergic to cheese.
Could be lactose intolerant.
Okay, so he'd have the shits for like an hour. I mean, come on. I don't even know.
That's a bad day for him. You have no idea.
I'm just buying my pancakes with cheese.
You know what probably happened is he probably got, he's like, well, they don't have pancakes here because, where was he? Toronto?
Yeah, the Four Seasons in Toronto.
They probably had crepes. He's like, it's like a pancake. And it probably had that mascarpone inside. He's like, there's cheese in it. It probably even says that it has mascarpone.
What the fuck is this?
Who knows? Who knows? But Jaden Smith is very upset. I hope they put me on the don't stay list. Well, then don't stay there.
Just don't stay there, dude.
They'll be fine without you. It's the Four Seasons, you little punk ass bitch.
Yeah.
Speaking of punk ass bitches, there's a new thing. I don't know how new it is, but they call it Promposal.
Fucking MTV has a show about it now.
Oh, well, fuck them.
MTV has fucking fucked up the millennials. They got goddamn Teen Mom. Then they did the fucking 16, Super 16. Now they bringing all this shit back. Oh, my God. So they brought Super Sweet 16 back, and now they added this shit to it. Now everybody's going to be doing this dumb shit.
By the way, so Promposal is when you make a big deal out of asking somebody to prom in some big grand gesture. By the way, most people don't propose in a grand gesture like this. I mean, you might do something nice, but most people aren't painting something on a building.
Well, first of all, bro, like if you're like bro, gal, like whoever's doing the asking out, the promposal, just think about this. Think about this. Is that if you do an awesome, crazy, badass promposal, what are you gonna do for that real proposal? Because now you kind of just fucked yourself.
Here's what I will say. If you even use the term promposal, I hate you.
You should be punched in the dick.
I hate you. You know who else hates you? The park rangers that are searching for the jerk who defaced a rock with a promposal message. They spray painted prom question mark on it in the Santa Monica Mountains near Sandstone Peak. According to a Facebook post from the Santa Monica Mountains National Rec Area, this is the second year that the same graffiti message has defaced rocks in the area. They say, we love hearing about creative promposals, but damaging public lands is not a way to do it. According to the Santa Monica Mountain spokesperson, this year's promposal graffiti could very likely have been committed by the same vandal. It looks exactly the same. Same handwriting, same color of spray paint, same kind of paint.
Like, is he still going to the prom? Somebody needs to check his ID.
Yeah.
Well, you can go to the prom for a couple years, and there it'll be fine. So it also fits into the bigger picture of graffiti and natural landscapes. So we're not immune to it being here, being so close to a major metropolitan area. It's one of the challenges in an urban park. But he explained that chemicals in spray paint can damage lichen and moss, which are important parts of the ecosystem, and also seep into the watershed. So quit being assholes.
Not only that, they actually have stuff that's called like spray chalk, which you could do almost the exact same thing with. And you know what's going to happen? It's just going to rinse off.
Or you could not do it.
Yes. How about you just walk up to it like, hey, do you want to go to the prom?
That's the way. I swear, like, if somebody asks CJ to the prom, like, and they do it like crazy like that, I hope she tells them no.
Dad, you won't believe what he did. He spray painted go to prom with me on an emu.
And then I'll be like, and what did you do? And she's gonna be like, I punched him in the dick. I'll be like, yes, I won. I won. Yes, we won.
You'd just be happy you didn't have to punch him in the dick.
I'm just happy for my girl.
There you go. But yeah, stop being an asshole, Jaden Smith. I don't know, he's not part of that, but still.
You do not have to have the world look at everything you do. That's what this is. The world does not have to like retweet everything that you do.
Yeah.
But if the world doesn't retweet everything that I do, what's the whole point?
Yeah, wait.
What's the point if I don't get validation on social media?
How am I going to be?
You do not have to be validated by everybody about everything. People will be taking pictures of their shit talking about, hey, was this a good one?
Oh my gosh, I need to start that website still, ratemyshit.com. I need to do that.
It's coming.
Everybody can post a picture of their shit.
Hold on. I found the commercial. It's going to stop everything.
Oh, the McDonald's commercial?
Yes, get ready.
All right.
What's up, Jay? What up? Where's Cal? At the J-O-B, man.
What?
He's still flipping those burgers at Mickey D's.
Thanks, Calvin.
He says he has a plan, man.
Meet the newest member of our management team, Calvin.
Congratulations.
Oh, right. Over here, my boy, too. Oh.
Yo, Calvin.
May we help you?
Not much, man.
Well, I'm out. Hey, yo, Calvin. Now, what's the word on that job thing?
Not for me.
For a friend of mine.
Yeah, Calvin's not carjacking people for the fucking fob. Calvin's got a goddamn job, making something of himself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Jason.
Well, he's still living with his mom because he can barely afford to pay rent.
Calvin's 16. Of course he's living with his mom.
Oh, he's only 16. Oh, okay. I thought this was
And the other dude's still living with his mom because he can't get a place. Or he's still living with his mom, or he's living with some chick because he can't get a place because he doesn't have proof of income.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Yeah, because you need to get a job. And proof of income is not what you got from your carjacking.
No.
Carjacking will not get it for you.
No.
Then you get that, you need money laundering. And if you're going to do money laundering, then you're talking about...
We just go to one of the Trump hotels.
That's right. Just be one of the Trump kids. Yes. That's all you got to do. Be one of the Trump kids.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
This is exciting.
Uh-oh.
There's time for you to get there this weekend, too. Woofstock. Woofstock. Is returning, and you can go.
Yes.
It's descending on Chestertown starting June 3rd. Cavorting canines and hippie culture descending, actually this weekend, as the Adirondack Woofstock takes over Chestertown. Billed as a weekend of peace, paws, and music, the festival on June 3rd and 4th will be featuring plenty of activities for dogs and their human companions. The daytime activities are situated on the rec field behind Chester Municipal Street Center on Main Street. The four-legged set includes events include competitive dog diving,
ooh,
canine frisbee catching,
all right,
and dogs chasing lures through an obstacle course.
Yes.
For the people accompanying their dogs, the festival offers live bands performing classic rock, food vendors, and an ambiance reminiscent of the freewheeling late 60s. That's right, they'll be passing out drugs and fucking on the grass.
That was my next question.
The third annual Wolfstock features a Saturday evening gathering of people and their dogs, featuring live bands, food, a light show, a pontoon boat ride, and fireworks on the nearby Brant Lake.
You know, I was thinking fireworks at a dog event?
Yep.
Are you okay? I mean,
Jason, it's going to be a really laid-back scene.
But there's going to be fireworks?
Yeah.
With dogs?
Sure.
Because they love it.
Mm-hmm.
They love loud noises.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just making sure somebody thought about this.
See, last year, the daytime Wolfstock event drew nearly 2,000 people, which
is a
good little number there.
Yeah.
2,000 people showing up to that. Hold on, I need to finish my thought here. All right. Move you down there. Mm-hmm. And we'll start there.
Ooh.
So last year, 2,000 people, including people from virtually all across Northeast, as well as downstate New York and the Capital District. This year is a 2-kilometer walk-run event at 11 a.m. on Sunday for dogs and their owners. An excursion through Chestertown, which includes awards for the best-dressed dog-person combo. This outing, bearing a $10 entry fee, includes a gift of a bandana for each dog as a memento. Even the dogs need participation trophies. Returning this year is the popular Blessing of the Animals, performed by a local pastor, as well as dogs available for adoption. Also new is the raffle of a sturdy Adirondack-style log doghouse with a shingle roof. There is a nominal entry fee of $1 for the daytime festival grounds, with no admission charge for dogs and children.
So it's a $10 entry fee plus $1, so it's $11.
Well, thing. It's $10 if you want to do the 2K walk run.
I see. All right.
There you go. Wolfstock.
Yeah. Wolfstock.
Wolfstock. Coming this weekend.
Make sure you bring your earplugs for your dog.
Oh, hold on. I have to stop this music here for just a second.
Screech!
No, not going to do that. So we have tape of Inside the White House. This is one of Donald Trump's new advisors. You might recognize him. He's got a bit of an upbeat attitude about stuff.
This the Yodeling Cowboy?
This guy's a Russian. he's the la 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 guy. He's dead.
Oh, poor guy. Well, it makes him perfect choice for his Trump cap for the cabinet.
So, anyway. Sorry. But I digress. I pulled that, so I wanted to play it. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. You all have a great weekend. Monday, it's a classic episode. Again, thank you for doing your Amazon shopping through the Shop Amazon tab. And in honor of, the highest office in the land.
Yeah.
I believe From Russia With Love is appropriate.
I concur.
To go out. Be patriotic, people. Be patriotic. It's about our country. That's all I'm going to say.
It's pretty much all you need to say.
Pay attention. If you're snuggling up to a Russian,
take your head out your ass.
I mean, unless you're in West Sac, because they're everywhere, but still. Anyway, bye.
Bye.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening, and please support the show by shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.